Blog Talk Radio.
I hope that it's good. My name is Psychic Medium Michael, and I will be with you for the next couple minutes. If you'd like to call into the show, you can do so by 516-418-5997. Again, the call-in number, 516-418-5997. All right, we have some people waiting already for me, so let's go ahead and just get ready to talk to them. You're on the air, 201.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I was just calling to see, what do you see with regards to my love life?
Your love life?
Yes.
Is there somebody around you? Is there somebody around you now?
No.
Because I keep sensing a spirit around you. This might be somebody trying to cross over and talk to you, but I feel a male presence really strong with you. So that's why I was asking. But as far as your love life goes, I feel like it will start picking up here. Like as you go into October, October and November look really good for you in that case. So.
What do you mean by looks really good? I'm going to be meeting somebody new.
Yeah, you'll be meeting somebody new.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. No problem. You have a great day. I appreciate you calling in today.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead and take another call. 678, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How can I help?
Oh, there. I was just getting you off speaker. It was Holly from Seattle.
Yeah, I recognize your voice.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay.
May I get a message from my brother? Is that possible?
Let me try to tap in. I can't promise he'll come through, but he says he's around you already. So, and he just says keep up doing what you've been doing. You're really moving forward. He really loves you a lot. He's saying that. And just for you to trust yourself more on making the right decisions. I think every once in a while we all do this. You know, we make a decision and then something happens where we can't do that, but just follow through with that. Also, I feel something with your work, a promotion or something like that. I keep seeing you get like an award or something. Just mainly meaning that you're going to have a promotion or move into a different job. So, okay.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a good day, Holly. It was nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay, let's go with 916. You're on air with me.
Thank you very much, Michael. Hi. My name is Wendy. Hi.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi. I started a new job on July the 5th, and the company had some technical issues with getting me in their database. By the third day, they got me in towards the latter end of the day. They would not let me start fresh, but I got creative, and I'm on a pending ADA, American with Disabilities Act, request because I needed time to fix my hearing aids. That's been done. I emailed my supervisor. Thank you. I emailed my supervisor Friday, and Cigna said now the ball is in their court. They decide what to do. So I'm hopeful, Michael, that they contact me and give me a start date to start fresh in a brand new class. And I hope with a new supervisor and a new boss. What do you see?
Yeah, I see brand new bosses, and the situation really improving for you. You got really good energy right now going on around you. That just means that, you know, whatever you set your mind to, you can do and accomplish. I think that sometimes we let fear stand in our way, and Spirit wants us to just reach out and trust that everything's going to work out. But you put in the hard work, and so you're definitely going to get a new boss and new supervisors and things like that. So, and it looks really good for you too. Yeah, go ahead.
Will this be a new trainer too, I hope?
Yes. Yeah, I see all new people around you. So.
And it will be with the same company, Centene, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
And the big thing with me is understanding their computer navigation. Will I understand it this time? Will it be a lot better experience going back?
Yes, it will. You just need to realize that you can do this, and it will work out for you. So, okay?
And how many years will I work for this in this job for Centene?
I don't have that information. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I hope for at least two minimum. I would like to work longer, but two would get me in a lot better position. So,
yeah.
But I can't see that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I'm hopeful, Michael, that I'm going to have my audiologist also write a note that I do well with training material in print. So I'm going to hope that they allow me to have an additional manual to keep at home. Will they allow that to happen?
That looks a little iffy. I think that you will probably get it, but it looks a little iffy to me. Like, they don't really like to do that.
Yeah. But the job itself looks good. And when do you see me starting back? Will it be September?
Yes, later part of September.
That's fine. Okay. Well, thank God. I appreciate you, and you have a blessed day, sir.
You too. Appreciate you calling in. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll be right back taking your call still. Here is a song, and we'll be right back.
Namo, Namo,
we're back. Let's go ahead and take some calls. I'm going to check on some calls because I don't know if I've already talked to you. So if I've already talked to you, when I get to you, just say, yeah, I've already talked to you. So, okay. 678, you're on air with me.
Hello?
Hi, you're on air.
This is Sandy. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
I just want to see what you see around my husband's recent injury.
Okay. Is he doing okay? I mean...
not really.
Not really? Okay. Because I just feel like he's just really struggling right now. But as far as the injury goes, I feel like workman comp, will it work for the situation?
We're going to see if it does. The company is really bad about not denying it.
Okay, yeah. I feel like it will come through for you, so I wouldn't really worry about it too much. Because I see him getting this covered by workman comp. So, and I hope that he does, recovers pretty good and stuff like that. But, I feel like really you guys have a good case and this will work out in your behalf, so.
Okay, well, with his leg and back, what do you see about that?
I'm not really seeing anything going on right now with that. For some reason, I can't see that. But I feel like that they're going to get better, especially his back. I'm a little concerned about his back.
Yeah, I'm real concerned about his back and his head. He has concussion.
Right. Yeah, like I said, you guys have a case. I would just not let people say no to you guys and just trust Spirit to open some doors for you. But I'm really concerned about his back. Has he seen a doctor for this?
No, and he needs. We're waiting for the workman's comp thing to come through. To get to see a doctor on that.
Right. Right.
I think he needs an MRI and all that. And I'm just wondering if that's something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Be taken care of. I'm wondering if that's something that can be healed.
Yeah, I believe it will heal. It's just going to take a little bit of time, but Spirit's focusing really on his back. At least his lower back, it doesn't look good to me. So you might just lean in that area, but just trust Spirit to get you guys the help that you need right now.
Does he need to get a lawyer?
Yes, definitely need a lawyer. Yeah.
Okay.
Because like you said earlier, they're not really good about coming through and helping, their employers and stuff like that. So, yeah, you're going to have an attorney.
Okay.
All right.
When do you think that he should heal up, before Christmas, before October? Or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not really seeing when he gets, when that gets better. But, like I said before, he just needs to see a doctor to be sure. Because I keep seeing something like rubbing against something in his back, his lower back area. So, so hopefully that helps you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Appreciate you calling in. It was a pleasure talking to you. Have a good day.
Okay.
All right, let's go down the line here. 253, you're on there with me. Hello?
He already did mine.
Okay. Move on to 954, you're on there with me.
Welcome back, Michael. It's Ann. How are you?
Hi, Ann. I'm good. I've been thinking about you.
Huh?
Yeah, I was thinking about you because of all the hurricane stuff going on and all that stuff around you.
We've got plenty of rain, plenty of it for days, but at least no hurricane. I've been going through some stuff this week ever since the eclipse. I had some financial issues that I've been trying to resolve to pay this bill, and I've been getting turned down from some agencies where I've applied. and I'm really down to the wire right now. Do you see that getting resolved?
Yeah, I definitely see it getting resolved. The financial part is okay. Going to be they're just going to do away with it or whatever that means. So, all right.
Take care of it, in other words?
Yeah, they're going to take care of it. Your financial situation should be improving here in a couple of weeks, about mid-September. So,
oh, hallelujah. And and I have some existing health issues, and I guess from all the stress and everything else, I kind of had a bit of an emergency this week. And also, the present doctor that I was seeing, he's overlooked some things, and then things have gotten worse. And I'm kind of hoping they'll replace him or something. I'll find somebody to help get things sorted out. Do you see anything regarding that matter?
I see you need a new person.
You think that where I'm going, think they'll change?
Excuse me? I didn't hear you.
I have like a primary, so I'm wondering, he took somebody else's place and he's definitely isn't the same kind of doctor. So I'm wondering if maybe other people will be complaining too and they'll get somebody better.
Yeah, I think so. Or you just need to move on to somebody else. And
yeah, I've been going to specialists and they just don't seem to nail down the right answers.
Right, yeah.
So you think that's going to get resolved anytime soon?
It should be. I'm getting like two weeks.
Really? I'm waiting on some tests. Maybe something will turn up.
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Real good. Right now, I have a gentleman that's a friend. He's been helping me out. It's kind of a mutual thing. Do you think that he'll be sticking around helping me for a while, or what'll kind of turn up between us?
Yeah, I think he'll be working around you for a while. I mean, I don't know what that while is. I mean, it could be 3 months, could be, 4 or 5, because I'm not seeing that in concrete. But definitely see you guys working well together, so I would continue with that.
Okay, real good. Okay. All right, Mike, good to hear you again. Hope to hear you soon.
Thank you.
Take care now.
Nice talking to you. You too.
Same here.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let's go with 857. You're on air with me. We'll be in a minute. Just hold on. Okay.
Hi, Michael. This is Annette.
Hey, Annette. How can I help?
Do you see a renewal of a friendship with Alan?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I got really positive energy. Right now, I got like chills running up and down my arms. Spirit really brought this person into your life. I would just let things develop as they will. But, for some reason, I felt a really strong connection.
Wow. That's beautiful. That's good. That's excellent. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you. You have a good day. It was nice talking
to you.
You
as well. Many blessings. You as well.
You too.
Many blessings.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
312, you're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. This is Karen calling from Chicago.
Hi, Karen. How can I help you today?
My question is, I'm at a temp job right now, and I'm wondering how many weeks do you see me being there? I'm filling in for a woman that's ill.
Okay. They're saying a couple weeks. Spirit's saying a couple weeks, so... things like that, but something else is going to open up for you more permanent than just temp work. There's nothing wrong with temp work, but I just see something else opening up for you.
Okay. And I have another quick question. I'm wondering if you see my father. I've been looking for him, and I think he's either in Texas, Illinois, or Las Vegas. Any of those areas?
I'm getting mid-Texas. I would say around the Dallas area.
Oh, okay. Okay. My aunt lives out there. Okay, that's a good starting point.
Yeah, because I sense his energy is like in the middle of Texas, so that would be about Dallas. So.
Would he be open to talking to me if I do find him?
Yes, it might take a little bit, but I see you guys talking and reconnecting, so... It's been been a little bit of time between the last time you guys talked and stuff like that. But I would check around the Dallas area.
Okay. I'll take a look over there. Okay, great. Thank you so much, Michael.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye bye. Okay, let's go with as soon as my switchboard wants to work with us. Okay, there we go. 520, you're on air with me. Hello.
Oh, hi, Michael. This is Lisa calling from Arizona. Thank you.
How can I help, Lisa?
Thank you. There's a trip that my significant other is going to take. It's a big one, big, long trip. There's a possibility I might be going with him. I'm not sure. And it should be happening, if it does happen, like the last week in September. Do you see me going?
At this moment, I don't see you going, but that could change.
So
right now, as we're speaking, I don't see you going. But that doesn't, like I said before, it doesn't really mean that it won't happen later, because I don't, you know, always get information really quick. So... But I feel like you guys have a great friendship, and that's what's, you know, that's what you need to focus on. But yeah, at this moment I don't see any traveling for you. I see them being okay. So, all right.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure talking to you today. I'll talk to you again.
A pleasure. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye bye. Thank you. Bye.
All right. We're going to close my phone lines, so I'm not taking any more calls the rest of the time we're on today. But I appreciate everybody that called in. You guys rock, and you know, I say that a lot, but I really actually mean it. You know, without you, there would be no Spiritual Talk Radio. So I appreciate you very much. Talking about the radio program, it takes a little bit of money to be on longer than I am right now. And I really can't afford it myself. So if you would like to help out, you can make a donation. You go over to my website, which is www.insightswithmichael.com. There's a donation button over there, and you can use that to donate if you'd like to. No pressure, just wanted to mention it. So I've been okay today. Feel like a little shaky off and on, but you know, there's a lot going on right now on our planet, so we just have to trust spirit and let everything work out as they will. But I do appreciate you guys so much. We're going to go ahead and close out for today, but I appreciate you. We will be on air next weekend. We might be on air on Tuesday. I'm not sure about that yet. Just pay attention to show reminders. If you like to get show reminders, just favor us, and then you'll get a reminder of when I'm on. We might be on Tuesday, so just look for me, and we'll see. All right? You guys have a great day. I'll talk to you later. Peace be with you.
Peace be with you. As you roll on by me tomorrow, be an easier ride when you wake up beneath the bright blue sky. Let the past be gone and never wonder why. Peace be with you. May your soul be free. Let your heart roll. Light the open sea. peace be with you.